So this evening, for a change, we're going to do some metta meditation. I'm going to be guiding you, and Venerable Varignani will dim the lights there so you'll have some more comfort in your seat. Okay, thank you. So we'll begin by sitting comfortably. It's the only way to begin. And for those of you who have a little thought, I should be in a chair, get up now and find one so you sit very comfortably. Let your body be relaxed. Breathing in and out from your heart center. Relaxing around the eyes, around the jaw, letting the shoulders drop. Relaxing the heart. Sometimes it's helpful to take a quiet, deep in-breath and then a complete, quiet out-breath. It relaxes the heart. And then we bring the attention to the heart center, around the place of the physical heart. Bringing our attention there and letting it relax and rest into that area. And bringing up the intention to do our metta or loving kindness practice. Remembering that metta is unconditional loving kindness, unconditional goodwill. That means that we offer our goodwill to ourselves and to others without any conditions. Not the condition that they even acknowledge . Not the condition that they change, or because we're offering goodwill, it makes our lives easier. We offer our goodwill completely and unconditionally. We offer out of compassion, because just as we want to be happy, all beings want to be happy, free from suffering. We offer out of wisdom, because giving helps us to let go of resentment, let go of attachment, to let go of any kind of ill will. So with every offering, with every phrase, remember that we're simply giving our loving kindness without anything attached to it. Every phrase is an offering, no matter how it's expressed or what words we're using. It's the energy from our hearts to others and to ourselves. So with that intention, connecting with our heart center, and let's begin by remembering all of those to whom we are grateful. Maybe we don't remember them individually, but just a general sense of bringing forth and having these beings be around us or in front of us or somewhere above us. All of those who have supported us in being here, supported us in our lives. Our elders, parents, all of our teachers, our friends, all of the children of our lives, all of our animal friends, our cats and our puppies, all the creatures that have offered us love in their own way, remembering them and seeing if we can continue to allow their love to stream into our hearts, receiving, just receiving. And then as a form of loving kindness, offering them our gratitude. Thank you for all of your love, for your care, for your goodwill. Finding a way that we say, thank you. Our little bows, our smiles. And then coming back to the heart center, allowing all of those beings to remain surrounding us in some way. We begin with ourselves. And if you find that challenging, then choose someone else that's easy for you to offer your loving kindness to. So let's begin with ourselves by remembering something about ourselves that opens our own hearts. Remembering the times that we could be with things as they are. Remembering our own generosity, our kindness. Allowing ourselves to remember our goodness. Our courage, and then from that place, offering loving kindness to ourselves. If you find it helpful, remember yourself as a child, offering and receiving loving kindness to that childlike heart, that kind of purity that's part of our hearts. I'll use some phrases, but you can change them or not use any words at all. Just the offering and receiving of unconditional goodwill, loving kindness. May I be safe and protected in all ways. Allowing that energy to rise from your heart center like a warm fountain, finding its way through the heart, through all the body, and beyond the confines of this body. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful and happy. You can repeat gently or let go of the words. Just let the energy, the intention, be your loving kindness. May this body be healthy and strong. Able to carry me on this path. Helping others along the way. Healthy and strong. May my heart be at ease with the changing conditions of my life. May my heart be at ease. And just using the words or the energy that suit your own heart. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and happy. May my heart be at ease. Find your own way for a few moments. Offering and receiving to oneself. Remaining here if you wish, or moving on to the benefactor, the next category of the loving kindness practice. And choosing someone you can easily open your heart to. It could be an elder. It could be someone younger. Or an animal friend. Have a clear sense of who you're choosing. And then remember that person or that being in a way that opens your heart. Maybe it's through gratitude. Or just recognizing their goodness. And then offering loving kindness, your goodwill, your unconditional goodwill. Allowing the energy to come from your heart center. Letting the words help you if they can. May you be safe and protected in all ways. May your goodness always protect you. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease with all the conditions of your life. What is the deepest wish of your heart for this person? Offering that deep care, that goodwill in your own way. Sometimes letting the words go, just letting the beating of your heart send the energy of loving kindness to this person. coming to a close with this one. Moving on to the next individual, a dear friend, a loved one. Again, choosing one person. And if others come along, let them be there. Have a sense of who that person is you're choosing. Again, someone you can easily open your heart to. It's helpful to choose someone who is living. Makes it more clear. Now remember something about this person that brings gratitude, acknowledgement of their goodness. Sometimes you can feel it happening around the heart center. And let the energy be there. And then making this pure offering without any attachment to result. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. From the outer harm of the world. From the inner harm of greed and hatred, delusion. May you be protected. I offer you my unconditional goodwill. May you be happy, peaceful. May you love yourself no matter what's happening. Letting the words go, allowing the energy of goodwill to be released from your heart to this person. Moving on now to the next individual, a neutral person, someone you feel neutral towards, someone you don't know so well usually. So you can choose someone, maybe someone here, a staff person, another yogi, someone at home. Have a clear sense of who you're choosing. Maybe you can't visualize them so well, but just knowing this person is who you choose. Just reflecting that all beings like oneself, including this person, wants to be happy. So offering them, this person, your goodwill. May you be happy. For no special reason, we just offer our goodwill. May you be safe. Use your own words. Or just allow the energy of goodwill released from your heart going in the direction of this person. I offer you my loving kindness. Tuning into your heart center. Without words, just letting the beating of your heart radiate loving kindness to that person. Moving on now to the next one, a difficult person, someone you have difficulty opening your heart to. See if you can choose someone at first that's not so difficult. Maybe it's someone who just annoys you. be careful not to choose your archenemy if you have one. Having a sense of who it is. And then see if you can remember something about this person that you can appreciate. Maybe it was some past gesture of friendliness. Some goodness about this person that you can honestly acknowledge. If that's hard to find, then remember this person's suffering. All beings have suffering. Even if we don't know it. And then find that place in your own heart that can open, even if it's just a little, to that person. Offering your goodwill. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can just feel like some kind of softening, some possibility. Just as I wish to be safe and protected, I wish this for you. May you be safe. May your wisdom and compassion protect you. If the words are hard, just let the beating of your heart send out your loving kindness. Even if you can't feel the beating, just know it's there. May you be peaceful and happy. Healthy and strong. May you be at ease with the changing conditions of your life. Finding your own unconditional words. then allowing that person to remain in the field of your loving kindness. And surround that person on one side with your benefactor. On the other side with your dear friend or loved one. And the neutral person somewhere nearby. And if there are more that come into the field, let that be okay. Then offering loving kindness to all of these, seeing if that makes it easier to offer to this difficult person. Just as I wish to be safe, protected, I wish this for all of you. May you all be safe and protected. Peaceful, happy. Now expanding that field to include all of us here in this room. All of us yogis. All the beings unseen. May you all be happy. Allowing that intention, that goodwill, to be released from your heart, radiating to all the beings here, including all of those individuals, benefactor, dear friend, neutral person, difficult person. May you all be healthy and strong. May you be safe on your inner journeys. May you be safe on your journeys home. And then bringing into this field all of our teachers, in every form, may the wisdom and compassion of your hearts continue to strengthen and deepen. Widen that field to include all of our elders. And if you wish, even our elders who have passed away, wherever they may be, wide open mind about that. May your hearts be at ease, no matter what's happening around you or in the body. May your hearts be at ease. offering loving kindness in your own ways. Radiating to this entire field without distinction. Now including all of the children of our lives, all of the young ones, those who will carry on. Goodwill, loving kindness to all these beings. May your hearts be strong and compassionate. Your wisdom ever deepening. Just allowing the beating of our hearts to radiate in this force field to all these beings. Loving kindness to all. Special loving kindness to all of those we know who are not so well, our friends and loved ones, those who have illnesses of the body, those who are grieving, this is probably everyone. Radiating loving kindness to all of those. May you feel safe in your hearts, no matter what your body is doing. Or your mind. Unconditional metta to all. Opening to include all of those beings around us in the forest. The creatures that we see every day, or some that we've seen once in a while. The little gray fox and the skunk and all of the chipmunks and squirrels. All of the birds and the deer. And the moose. May you all be happy, protected in all ways. May you have enough food this winter, enough warmth. loving kindness to all. Expanding the field to go beyond the forest that surrounds us, as far and wide as is comfortable for you. Reaching out to your hometown. Including all of the beings of the land. The human beings and the creatures. May you all be peaceful. Let the beating of our hearts radiate loving kindness without words. All of the creatures of the waters, may your home be protected. May you be safe. All of the creatures of the air, loving kindness to all of you, without exception. All the beings unseen, the guardian spirits of the earth, the celestial beings, and all the saints and ascended masters of different traditions. May you all be well. Loving kindness to all, without exception. Now coming back to our own heart center. Feeling the beating of our hearts or the sensations around the heart center or the absence of them, just letting our energy be there. May I be safe and protected on this inner and outer journey. Peaceful, happy. May I be free of all suffering. Now let me be a voice for all of you and for myself in doing a little forgiveness practice. If there is any way that I may have hurt or harmed any of you by what I have said or done or failed to say, failed to do, please forgive me. and find your own way to ask for forgiveness, just silently to yourself. And if anyone here has hurt or harmed me in any way, by words or action, or even if it was unsaid, I offer unconditional forgiveness. Find your own way to offer forgiveness to others. And now let's forgive ourselves if we can, for all the ways that we might have been harsh to others and to ourselves, knowingly or unknowingly. As much as I can, I forgive myself. Coming to a close now with that practice. And let's end with the sharing of merit. There has been an incredible amount of positive and wholesome energy that we have all developed here this day and all this time we've been here. All the moments when we have been mindful, when we've been compassionate, when we've done our best to do the right thing. This is powerful, wholesome merit. And we can share this merit with each other, with our loved ones, our families. And it's a way of offering metta to those who have passed away. So let's remember all of those that we'd like to share this beneficial energy with. People here, people at home, those who have passed away. I share this merit with all of you. The merit of my practice, the merit of my life. By the sharing of this merit, may all beings be benefited. May all beings be happy, peaceful. May all beings be liberated. So now I ring the bell, but I'd like to offer some space for those who wish to just be quiet. We won't do the chant this evening of the reflections on sharing the merit, since we just did it in this way. So may the blessing of the Dharma be upon you all, guide you on your path. May you be liberated in this very life.